Thank you. I'm Larry Rappaport, and you're not. I have two bills in retention. Now, what that means is the committee, in its wisdom, has decided to hold these bills. The two bills, one of them says that all elective electric transmission lines in New Hampshire must be buried. The second bill, I was on the 361 Commission with Senator Forrester, and the second bill says that to the extent possible, all electric transmission lines have to go in state-mandated corridors, state transportation rights of way. Now, that would mean Route 93, Route 89, Route 101, Route 95, and the abandoned railroad rights of way. For example, there is one that goes from Concord all the way up to the Canadian border, and it's been completely abandoned. We had testimony from ABB, which is the largest company in the world that does burial transmission. Now, the reason I wanted to make this announcement was, in their infinite wisdom, my committee has decided to have a subcommittee look at the costs, the possibilities of transmitting electric energy underground. And for some reason, I'm the chairman. It meets a week from tomorrow. It's very important to me. If any of you have any financial information at all, please forward it to me. My email address is rapp, R-A-P-P, at lmr.com. But if you forget, I'm on the web. You look at the New Hampshire House of Representatives, look at me, and I think it's that. If it's not, use whatever it is, because that will get to me. But please, if you've got any kind of information that you think I could conceivably use, please send it to us, because it will get used. As I said, the committee meets a week from Tuesday, the first time. I'm the chairman. The vice chair is a lady named Representative Beatrice Pastor. She's a very, very smart lady, almost as smart as Susan. And we have a very strong feeling about getting power lines buried so that they don't interfere with people's views. Thank you. I'm sorry. Are there any questions for me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Tom.
Is that a public meeting? I mean, you're taking
testimony. Yes, it is. It will start at 10 o'clock on Tuesday. I'm not sure of the room. It'll either be 304 or 303. I just got a note from David. I don't know where it's going to be yet.
Thanks,
Larry. Any other questions?
Have you received information from ABB so far? Have you received information from ABB?
We did yesterday. We did for the 361 Commission. They actually came and testified. I'm calling them on Monday, and also from Siemens. ABB, by the way, is building a $100 million plant to manufacture burial cable in the United States. And they have a machine. I don't know if it's proprietary to them or not, but they have a machine that looks like a bulldozer with two big spools on the back that goes along and buries this stuff automatically. They testified, and this is very important, they testified that in softened ground, which means no ledge, no blasting, no river crossings, it's actually less expensive than aerial to do a buried line. So we haven't come up with numbers yet, but as my friend Jim Dana said, since gambling and the gas tax are gone, they're scrambling to get money. And this certainly seems like a good one. Of course, I would prefer it would cancel. Rebecca.
Hi, do you mind if I add just...
Sure.
Can everybody hear me okay? Rebecca Brown, representative for five towns, including Franconia and Sugar Hill. There's another... discussion going on around Bury that I just wanted to share with you that takes all the work that's really building on what Larry has been doing and adding to what Jim and Sandy have done. And it's expanding the aspect of cost and benefit to New Hampshire from burying. So there's the cost of burying in the ground, and then there's the cost to all of us through the property taxes lost, to the scenic values lost, to our tourism, all the stuff that we've been talking about for 3 years?
More than that.
Or more? So there's also the question of benefit. If the lines are buried, common sense, to me at least, says that there will be more New Hampshire jobs created by burying this, because we know something really well in New Hampshire, and that's how to go through tough ground, even ledge. And so, as you know, the labor question on this is the IBEW, the electrical workers, have been very staunchly in favor of this proposal. And so one of the ways to try to get the Democratic Party, the governor, to a yes on looking at a cost benefit of burying, we think would be to expand that equation to just not only what does it cost Northern Pass, but what can we add in value to the state through more jobs, through the revenues, of course, and more reliable power. There are other aspects here that could be very advantageous. Again, my preference is it stops, this project ends tomorrow, okay? But even if it does, we all hope it does, there may well be other transmission projects that are proposed. So we can't take a foot off the gas even if the pass goes away. So one benefit of the gambling discussion is that the governor was very interested in hearing even from first-term representatives like me, seeking our support for that, was able to have real excellent access to her to talk about what was important to people here and saying, you know, on the gambling issue, there's a lot of ambivalence in the North Country about that. That's what I was hearing. But there's one thing that we're not at all ambivalent on. There is no hesitation. We're all opposed to Northern Pass. So let's talk about that. So I was able to give her a memo that I've written going through what the aspects of a cost-benefit wide analysis of burying would be. Suggested that UNH, Plymouth State, Keene State, our university system would be the right place to undertake this, partnering with places like Dartmouth or MIT, so we can get our university system engaged in showing that New Hampshire is being creative about energy transmission and trying to put some students to work on this. This would be very cutting edge in the electric power transmission field and in power engineering. I'm understanding that there's a desire to try to beef up some university training in that. And so I've got a few copies here. Maybe I can ask you to put it out on the web. But what would be helpful is for the governor to hear from you that says, yes, we like this idea of looking at the revenues and expand this to what else this would be for New Hampshire. We had a good meeting with them last week with the governor's office, and they're looking at this. So the time is very ripe to continue building on what's happening in your committee, your subcommittee next week, and through these other efforts. So.
Thank you, Rebecca, and thank you, Larry.